Bella's Basement. Chapter 1. This is my basement, Bella thought. She was standing in her new room. The room was in the basement of the house. It was early Saturday morning. Bella had just woken up after sleeping in her new room for the first time. Bella got out of bed as the birds started singing. She had her own bathroom, too. Her mum and dad had promised her that she was the only one who could use it. Bella's stuff had been moved downstairs. It was in boxes all over the floor. Bella's plan for the day was to decorate her new room. She knew exactly how she wanted it. She put her books and magazines in a pile on the floor. She hung a Justin Bieber poster on the wall, and she placed her pencils and pens in mugs on the table. In the bathroom, she hung up her towels. She put candles and plants in the window. As a last touch, she made her bed so that it looked nice. It was no problem at all to tidy her room today. It turned out that it was actually quite fun when her mum didn't force her to do it. Bella was enjoying her basement when she heard a noise. Her body stiffened and she listened carefully. She heard the noise again. She closed her eyes so she could concentrate on listening. The noise came from the bathroom. She looked towards the door and quietly walked out there. Bella heard a voice coming from the toilet. She reached for the toilet seat. She wanted to be calm, but she was shaking all over. She concentrated on breathing calmly, but her heart was pounding. Chapter 2. This is my bathroom, Bella thought to herself. Out loud, she said, I make the rules here. And then she lifted the toilet seat. Everything looked normal, and Bella couldn't see anything unusual. She was relieved, but then she got confused. She was sure she had heard a voice. Am I losing my mind? She quietly asked herself. She shook her head and decided to walk upstairs and wake up her mum and dad. After they had finished eating breakfast, Bella ran down the stairs to the basement. She wanted to show her parents the new room. It's so pretty down here, her mum said, and patted her on the head. Her dad was impressed because the room was very tidy. Bella kept thinking about the noise and wanted to tell her parents about it, but her dad's mobile phone started ringing. Her parents went upstairs and she never got the chance to tell them. The days passed and Bella forgot about the noise in the toilet. But on Friday afternoon, she heard a new noise coming from the bathroom. Oh, this place again, a voice said. Bella jumped from her chair and ran to the bathroom. She lifted the toilet seat and stared into the toilet. In the toilet, she saw a goldfish. She rubbed her eyes and looked again, but the goldfish was still there. Bella's jaw dropped. The fish was wearing a green hat and a black vest. The fish was staring at Bella with eyes that looked like they were about to pop out of its head. Bella lifted her hand to flush the toilet.
No, please, miss, don't flush, the fish said.
It was panicking.
I can't do it anymore. We were flushed out in France, and now we're going to be flushed out in England too. We just want a home.
And then it rolled its eyes and looked dead. Chapter 3. Bella rubbed her eyes and looked again, but the fish was still there. Had she really heard it say that it had been flushed out and that it needed a new home? She laughed a little at herself. Goldfish can't talk, she said to the fish. While she was laughing, she saw four more fish in the toilet. They were all wearing green hats and all yelled,
Yes, miss, we can talk, and we need your help.
Bella had no idea what to do. She stepped out of the bathroom and ran up the stairs.
"Mum! Dad!" she shouted. "There are 5 talking goldfish wearing hats in my toilet. They said they need a new home."
Bella's mum looked tired. "I'm sure they do, Bella," she said, and put a finger to her lips. "But shh, be quiet. The fisherman in the closet might hear you and go hunting for them." She laughed.
"And the tiger that lives on the sofa might like a bite of them too," Bella's dad said.
Her parents gave each other a look, and Bella knew that they didn't want to hear more. "Do you mind setting the table, Bella?" her mum asked her.
"Maybe you can ask your friends in the toilet for help."
Bella got angry. She kicked a chair and shouted,
"But it's true! Come take a look for yourself! Come on!"
But they really didn't want to hear another word, and they most certainly didn't want to help 5 fish they didn't believe existed. Bella went back to her basement and slammed the door. She got into her bed. "Why are parents always so stupid and unfair? They never believe a word I say," Bella said quietly to herself and almost cried. But she decided that she was too old to cry. Instead, she decided to help the fish, even if her parents didn't want to help her. Chapter 4. Bella went to the bathroom and looked in the toilet. The 5 goldfish were still there. She looked down at them and promised that she would help them. She had a perfect plan. It could never fail. Bella sat down at her table. She smiled and with a red pen she wrote, "Save the goldfish," on a piece of paper. Bella got up really early the next morning. She knew that her parents were still sleeping. She wanted to save the fish today. She put a lot of chewing gum in her mouth and chewed it until it was soft. When it was soft enough, she pushed it under the door to the bathroom. When the space between the door and the floor was blocked by the gum, Bella turned on the water. She watched how the water filled the sink and spilled onto the floor. Bella was happy. This was exactly how she wanted it. When she crawled out the window, her socks were soaking wet. She watched how the water filled the room and the fish swam happily away from the toilet. They were very happy and laughed and sang while they swam around the room. Bella looked around in the garden and found some flowers. She also found some rocks and an old dollhouse. She would use these things to decorate the bathroom. "Welcome to your new home," Bella said with a smile to the fish. She had saved them. Chapter 5. Bella's bathroom was a very nice home for the fish. Bella couldn't stop smiling, and when her parents asked her about something, she just said, "Yes, school is okay, Mum," or, "Yes, I had a very nice day, thank you." She couldn't stop thinking about the fish that lived in her bathroom. Since Bella couldn't use her own bathroom, she had to sneak up and use the bathroom upstairs. Every day she took some bread from the kitchen and gave it to the fish. She had learned in school that fish like bread. Bella was excited about her new friends. She sat by the window and talked to them every day when she got home from school. The fish told her stories about France, and Bella enjoyed all of them. Bella held her breath when they told her about the time they were flushed out the toilet and ended up in a river, about how they had been sucked into a ship that sailed them across the sea, and how they ended up in Bella's toilet. Bella didn't say another word to her parents about the fish. Why would she, when they didn't believe her anyway? She was proud of what she had done to help the fish. Time passed, and Bella's parents had no idea what was going on in the basement. Until one day, everything changed. Bella's parents seemed annoyed. "What's wrong?" Bella asked them.
"It's our toilet," her dad said. "It stopped working and I don't know why, but we will have to use your toilet for a while."
Then he took his newspaper and set off downstairs to Bella's bathroom, where he could be alone. Chapter 6.
"What? No, Dad, you can't use my bathroom. You promised me that I was the only one who could use that bathroom," Bella said.
She ran after him down the stairs. She tried to stop him by saying,
"Everything I said about the five fish is true. You can't use my bathroom because then everything will be ruined."
Her dad didn't listen.
"I'm not in the mood for this right now, Bella. All this stuff with the toilet really annoys me."
Those were the last words her dad said before he opened the door to Bella's bathroom. Then everything happened really fast. The water knocked over Bella's dad, and he floated around the room along with magazines, clothes, and shoes.
"Bella!"
her dad shouted.
"What is this? What have you done?"
He turned all red, and he looked really angry. He was trying to swim in the water.
"Why didn't you tell us about this?"
he shouted. Bella's mum came running down the stairs.
"What's going on?"
she asked when she saw Bella's dad. Bella was standing on a chair looking at her mum, who was trying to get her dad out of the water. The two angry adults had no idea about the terrible thing that was about to happen to the fish. Bella quickly got hold of a mug from the table and called out to the five fish,
"Hurry, friends! Swim over here to me!"
Chapter 7. Bella put the mug in the water. She had to avoid her dad, who was trying to grab her arm. Her mum kept shouting,
"Bella, what are you doing? Get over here!"
Now her mum was trying to grab her arm too. She still had the mug and held it in the water.
"Come on, friends, hurry!"
she shouted as her mum and dad came after her fast. Bella's dad got hold of her leg and lifted her high up in the air. Bella looked like she was doing a handstand. She was struggling to save the fish. The fish knew that something was wrong, and they cried out for help. When Bella's dad heard the fish shouting, he let go of her leg. She fell in the water with a big splosh. Everything turned quiet. Her mum and dad were staring with big eyes when they saw the five fish with the pretty little hats. The fish politely said hello, and then they swam quietly to the mug that Bella was still holding.
"Phew, that was close,"
Bella said, and stood up. In the mug, her five new friends were swimming around happily. They were singing with joy. Her mum and dad were still staring without saying a word.
"They're talking goldfish," her mum said.
"I know,"
Bella said, and looked at her parents.
"And they are wearing pretty little hats, just like I already told you."